Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, January the 19th, 2025, and we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Idris, VK7ZIR. Tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, managed by Gavin, VK7HGO. On medium and high frequency broadcasts, thanks to our dedicated operators. 1.862 MHz, any takers for that one? 3.67 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. 7.14 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. 14.13 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT, and UHF-CB Channel 24 in the Hobart area, hosted by Mark, VK7FMAC. If you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch the replay on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF-CB 24 in Southern VK7. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. Silent Key, Robert or Bob Lamb, VK7FRKL, Silent Key. It is with sadness to announce that Bob, VK7FRKL, mostly known on air as The Freckle, passed away last Saturday, the 11th of January 2025. Bob was an active operator on HF, especially the sewing circle net and on the old VK7RCH 70cm repeater, since it was first installed from his home on the main road in Signet. Vale Bob, 73 from Hayden, VK7HH. SSTV Nights, a busy net night that saw the following participants: VK7's TW, ZGK, HRS, ZAB, ZCF and ZBX, all sharing nearly 30 photos. And the highlights were a reminder for the Summer VHF and Above Field Day, featuring a van with a pump-up mast and a massive antenna array, setting up new microwave equipment on a MISH desk ready for the VHF Field Day, an AR magazine cover, front cover showing a Reuben VK7FREQ operating SOTA 11 years apart from Collins Cap, a baseball cap for Making Ham Radio Great Again, a snake in a tree, the marine environment at Busselton in West Australia, a different than usual hitchhiker on the Nullarbor Plains, veteran cars from the 2024 Tassie Tour, even one with a dicky seat, marine theme wood carvings at Windmill Hill on the Esplanade at Georgetown, a series of pet dogs, and 73 from Pluto the dog. And note, Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, then there are archives of the SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTARC's website under Blogs. Please remember to use your own photos or those that are copyright free. Have a happy new year from Andre, VK7ZAB. QSL and update. The updated list of QSL cards, held as at 3rd of January 2025, is in the email version of the broadcast. We appear to be a generational change and or issue of new call sign ownership, so if you have received a new call sign in recent years, please email Herman with your QTH and or club details so cards can be forwarded on an opportunity basis. If you would like your cards mailed directly, please send me some stamps. So happy new year and good DXing, 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. News from the Northwest, Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. Annual General Meeting. The Annual General Meeting of NWTARC will take place at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday the 1st of February 2025 at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. The ordinary business of an annual general meeting will be to confirm the minutes of the last preceding annual general meeting, to receive from the committee, auditor, employees and other persons acting on behalf of the association, reports on the transactions of the association during the last preceding financial year of the association, to elect the officers of the association and the ordinary committee members, to appoint the auditor and determine his or her remuneration, to determine the remuneration of employees and other persons acting on behalf of the association, to appoint the public officer either from the committee or general membership. All current office holder, committee, auditor and the public officer positions fall vacant at the AGM. Nominations for each office bearer and the committee members are invited and should be made in writing to the secretary and delivered to the secretary at least 10 days before the day on which the annual general meeting is to be held. The nomination is to be on the NWTARC on nomination form, along with the signatures of the nominator, seconder, and that of the member nominated. Appointments will also be required for the positions of auditor and public officer. Members will need to have paid their 2025 membership subscription to be able to vote at the annual general meeting, and they will need to have paid their 2025 membership before they can be nominated or nominate or second someone for office, as only financial members can nominate or be nominated. The AGM will be followed by the February general meeting, after which afternoon tea will also be held, and members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and club rooms are open until 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated, and we have single packaged tea, coffee and sugar, and disposable cups for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. That comes 73 from Eric VK7EV, the news officer for NWTARC. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 noon, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. That number again, 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. With the changing of the calendar from 2024 into 2025, came quite a surprise with the dawning of the first day of the new year. Let me explain. Prior to Christmas and the new year, Nick, VK7WW, and Andre, VK7ZAB, had been intermittently testing various setups and antenna types on the 915 to 928 MHz part of the spectrum for a usable transmission path between their two sites. This is the LIPID, or Low Interference Potential Devices class of license area, used for such things as LoRa and LoRaWAN for the Internet of Things, etc. On New Year's Eve, they were using Yagi's and were very much QRP. They were experimenting with some Meshtastic nodes, specifically the Helltastic V3 modules. All went well with Nick's node, meshing in well with the Launceston nodes, with text messages being sent and received reliably. They were called back to family activities and didn't return. However, after the clock ticked over midnight and the year flipped over to 2025, that's when the fun started. Well, actually, the fun started around 4 a.m. and continued until about 5:30 a.m. Progressively, 24 new Meshtastic nodes in the Adelaide area started to appear in the node list as the number of hops increased. Wasn't there a lot of Aurora activity around that day? Unfortunately, it had happened when all the Launceston Mesh fraternity were asleep, and by the time I awoke at 7 a.m, the propagation link had disappeared. Well, we missed it by that much, as a smart secret agent used to say. It was quite a shock to see the number of nodes had skyrocketed overnight. Checking the transmission hop information on Andre's Meshtastic, the most likely scenario was his nor-nor-west facing Yagi was connecting to a possible node on Mount Barker or Mount Bonython in South Australia. Because we no longer had connection to South Australia, we weren't able to perform a trace route, which possibly would have given us the node ID of Mount Arthur, Mount Barker or Mount Bonython. From memory, Mount Bonython hosts a rather large telecommunications complex and tower similar to Juliana Street in Launceston, which would have been a nice location for a node. From the nodes with their locations turned on, there were 7 client nodes from suburbs around Adelaide, including the CBD, 2 clients at Mount Barker and 1 at Mount Bonython. One without a location was Dave, VK5DR, which sounds like an amateur call sign. Does anybody know him and maybe have an email address, just to let him know? Needless to say, every day for the next week, in the wee small hours of the morning, the node list has been conscientiously checked for a reoccurrence, but alas, it has not occurred. Regardless, though, this is still an approximately 1,000-kilometre hop from Launceston to Adelaide. Because of the mesh bidirectional data exchange, this is a verification of the connections. I think this is pretty cool, considering the power of a Meshtastic module might only be about 100 milliwatt or so. Very definitely QRP. Node information pictures of the Meshtastic event will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Upcoming events, TestNet and TechNet session. Every Wednesday, TestNet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m, then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7WW. Clubroom Technical Night Session. The first session will be Wednesday the 22nd of January at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Clubroom, Archer Street, Rochalie. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the NTARC Clubrooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in, check your QSL cards and join us for a cuppa. There is endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a donation. Annual General Meeting and General Meeting. Wednesday the 12th of February 2025 at the NTARC Clubrooms, Rochalie, Scout Hall, Arthur Street, Rochalie, commencing at 19:30 hours at 7:30 p.m. Information to be emailed to club members soon. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. News from the South. Radio and Electronic Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST. Annual General Meeting 2025. REAST will be holding its AGM on the 16th of February 2025 at 11 a.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. The AGM will be followed by a free BBQ for members. All committee positions are open for nomination, and nomination forms are available from the REAST website at the link on the email edition of the broadcast. Nomination forms are due to the Secretary by the 6th of February 2025. The ordinary business of the Annual General Meeting is to be as follows. To confirm the minutes of the last preceding Annual General Meeting and of any general meeting held since that meeting. To receive from the Committee, Auditor and Servants of the Association reports on the transactions of the Association during the last preceding financial year. To elect the officers of the Association and the ordinary committee members. And to appoint the auditor. See you at the AGM. And that comes from the REAST Committee. Forum Night, N1MM Wrap-Up. Last Wednesday night we took a look at N1MM Logger Plus. We started with a quick look at the history and some of the advantages of N1MM, In VK, logging is becoming problematic, with many no longer being supported. There were about 4 to 5 who had used N1MM in some capacity, and their input was appreciated. We then went through the installation, configuration, rig control, and including the use of user-defined contest, UDCs. Most of the Australian contests are available as UDCs. We demonstrated logging in the two different contexts, general DX logging and contest logging, using the UDC for the WIA, VHF and above field day that we installed earlier. We finished with a question and answer session. Thanks to everyone who contributed to the night. 73 from the Reist Committee. Humongous amateur radio car boot sale. Today, Reist will be holding a huge amateur radio car boot sale in the Queen's Domain compound from 11 a.m. on Sunday the 19th of January 2025. Want to sell something? It will cost you $10 to set up your car boot, and then you can sell as much as you want. All profit goes to you. There will be a sausage sizzle on the day with snags and bread at $3 and burgers and bread at $5. Soft drinks available $1 per can. The Reist Club will be selling 5.4 metres at $30 and 8.1 metres at $40 portable and aluminium masts. No need to book, just turn up, and please note Reist prefers card payments for food and masts, and there will be 2 squares operating on the day for card payments. See you there. 73 from the Reist Committee. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Wednesday Experimenters Night. This Wednesday night we get back to our WEGS night, and we will have some wonderful blasts from the past, some developments with Kias, and a wrap-up from the field day and car boot. On a Wednesday night, people start arriving at the night around 6 p.m, and many bring their dinner to enjoy. There is always much discussion, experimenting, playing, talking, drinking coffee and tea, serious cunning plan development, and general amateur radio shenanigans and world problem solving in the club rooms as well. We stream the nights on the Reist YouTube streaming channel, and we also go out on RF, DVB-T, 7 MHz standard definition on 445.5 MHz. So, if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle, that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. See you there or on the stream. 73 from Justin, VK7 Hangled Whiskers. Reist Training and Assessment Update. Looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your licence? Reist has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all licence levels. Key dates. Foundation training and assessment days held every 2 months, starting the 22nd of February 2025. Standard advance and regulation assessments held on alternative months, starting 29th of March 2025. Stay updated with the full schedule on the Reist events page. Do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Email reist.assessor@gmail.com and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organiser, who will be in contact. We have learning resources available, including our foundation licence training videos that are a must watch for beginners. Find them on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the WIA foundation trial exams, and the link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. Whether you're starting your journey or levelling up, Reist is here to guide you every step of the way. 73 from Reg, VK7KK. Technology news. Cold War mystery solved. In the late 1970s, NASA's Space Shuttle program faced significant financial challenges due to insufficient funding during its development phase. This led to delays in critical components such as the thermal protective tiles and forced NASA to allocate future budgets to cover past expenses. By 1978, the situation had become untenable, prompting a crucial meeting at the Johnson Space Center. During the gathering, Chris Kraft, the center's director, and other senior leaders discussed two potential solutions: securing a substantial funding supplement or relegating the shuttle to a research-only vehicle similar to the earlier X-15 program. NASA Administrator Robert Frosch presented these options to President Jimmy Carter, anticipating resistance due to Carter's lukewarm stance on space exploration. However, Carter had recently engaged in strategic arm limitation talks with Soviet leader Leonid Brezhnev, during which he highlighted the shuttle's capabilities for monitoring treaty compliance. Recognizing the shuttle's strategic importance, Carter inquired about the necessary funding to ensure its completion. This unexpected support led to the approval of supplementary budgets for fiscal years 1979 and 1980, effectively rescuing the shuttle program from potential cancellation. Despite his earlier skepticism, President Carter's decision to fund the shuttle program was influenced by geopolitical considerations during the Cold War. His administration's supplemental funding allowed the shuttle to evolve into an iconic vehicle that would eventually fly 135 missions and carry 355 individuals into space. This pivotal moment underscored the interplay between technological advancement and international diplomacy, demonstrating how strategic imperatives can shape the trajectory of national programs. And that was sourced from ARS Technica Web eZine and summarised by Artificialist Intelligentsia. Yeah, regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.64 MHz, commencing at 6:30 PM AEST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7 RAF, VK7 RJG from 7:30 PM. In the North and Northwest, VK7 RJG on 438.55 MHz with a 7 MHz offset, and in the South, VK7 RAF 146.650 with a 600 kHz negative offset, CTCSS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF North-South. Statewide, Microwave QSO Party, following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then North-South Digital Contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. SOTA WWFF Group, meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Club Room Technical Night Session, Wednesday the 22nd of January from 6:30 PM at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle. NTARC Test Net and TechNet Sessions every Wednesday night. Test Net CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 PM till 7:30 PM, and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 PM till about 8:30 PM. NTARC coffee mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10 AM to noon in the Rochelle club rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 PM local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on 70 centimetres VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 PM local. Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX Net 144.19 USB. Events, Reist, January 19th, 2025. Today, the car boot sale of the century and sausage sizzle, Queen Simone compound from 11 AM. NWTARC, February the 1st, 2025. Annual General Meeting from 1:30 PM in the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. NTARC, February the 12th, 2025, Annual General Meeting and General Meeting at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochelle Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochelle, commencing at 7:30 PM. And Reist, February the 16th, 2025, Annual General Meeting and Barbecue from 11 AM, Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's Australia Day broadcast. Newsreader will be VK7 Whisky Whisky. Repeaters, Reece Entark and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC. 160 metres, any takers? 80 metres, VK7ALH. 40 metres, VK7JGD. 20 metres, any takers? 10 metres, VK7DG. UHF-CB24, VK7FMAC. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7HGO. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. We hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You have been listening to VK7WI, or if you've just tuned in, you've just missed our live broadcast. But don't worry, you can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7, VK7RHT and UHF-CB24 in the South. We encourage you to share your news, stories and updates with us. Email your contributions to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio News Group.io group. Remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 on the Friday before the Sunday broadcast. Stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency you're listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Idris, VK7ZIR, wishing you 73 and good DX to all.